Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, coming to your homes live from Portland, Oregon. We are a people of worship, work, and prayer, ready to serve the Lord, ready to serve with the community, and ready to withstand the enemy. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. It is our prayer that during our worship experience, that your love for God will be intensified, your faith be stirred, your hands get to clapping, and your feet get to dancing. After this song of preparation, be prepared to join Pastor Kimberly K. Black and the Greater St. Stephen's Church family as we bless the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures unto all generations. Good morning, church family. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Hallelujah. What a joyous day it is to be able to come together to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, to give him all glory and honor, which is due unto him. He has been so good, and he is so good. And we owe him another praise. So we're just so thankful for God today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Our protocol this morning, we want to honor, first of all, the Spirit of the Lord who is here. He is the guest of honor, and we roll out the carpet for him on today. This worship experience is all about him. It's all about him getting the glory out of what we say and out of what we do. And in the comfort of your own home, you can lift your hands. You can run around the coffee table. You can jump up and down, and you can get your ugly cry on for the Lord today, because nobody sees you but him. Hallelujah. It's an audience of one today. It's you and the Lord. So we want to welcome you to set your house in order where you can usher in the presence of the Lord and worship him today like it may be your last time. This is the first Sunday of 2022, and we are just so excited about what the Lord has in store for us. We want to give glory and honor to God. We thank God for Elder Farmer and Elder Manyweather, who labor with us, Pastor Sherelle, and we thank God for our very own deacon, Deacon Ray Quinn, and to our mothers and to our deaconesses, and to each of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we honor you today, and we thank God for each of you today. Psalms 100, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth unto all generation. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to make ready now to have our opening prayer by our very own Deacon Ray Gwynn. Following that will be our morning hymn. We'll have our devotional reading, and we'll have our mission statement, and we will be back to lead us further in our worship experience. Deacon Gwynn.
Dear Lord, we come before your throne of grace, thanking you for your love, grace, and your mercies. We pray that you forgive us, my Heavenly Father, for our sins. We pray that you increase our love for one another, my Heavenly Father. We pray that you deliver us, my Heavenly Father. We pray that you continue to bless us, my Heavenly Father. We ask that you heal those who are sick, forgive those who are down, my Heavenly Father. But most of all, deliver the ones that are lost, my Heavenly Father. There's so many lost souls out there, my Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. Thank you for this day. It's the day that you have made. Let us rejoice in it and be glad in it. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for this new year, the beginning of the new year. And we thank you for bringing us through this past year, my Heavenly Father. And we pray in the name of Jesus that serve you, Lord. And my Heavenly Father, let this be a good year and a better year, my Heavenly Father. Father, we just thank you for blessing us. Thank you for caring. Thank you for the air we breathe. Thank you for the food we have. Thank you for our health and strength, my Heavenly Father. We just can't thank you enough for what you've done and what you're doing for us, my Heavenly Father, because you're a good God. You're a loving God, merciful, graceful, my Heavenly Father. You're an awesome God. There's no one like you, King of all kings, God of all gods, and you're worthy to be praised, my Heavenly Father. And we just give thanks and praise to you, my Heavenly Father. Father God, I thank you for my church family. I thank you for all members, my Heavenly Father. And I pray for all members, my Heavenly Father. I pray for the sick. I pray for the lost. And I pray for Mother Gloria. Uplift her and touch her with your loving kindness, your tender mercies, your healing power. Also, Mother Mays, my Heavenly Father, touch her with your loving kindness and your healing power. Touch Brother Kimmel, my Heavenly Father, restore his eyesight to him in the name of Jesus, my Heavenly Father. Also, Mother Harris and Mother Diane, I pray that she's doing better. I understood that she's in the hospital. And I pray that you touch all any others that's afflicted, my Heavenly Father. Touch them with your loving kindness, your tender mercies, and your healing power in the name of Jesus. Father God, we also ask you to lift up our pastor this morning. She hasn't been feeling too well. So just touch her and whatever's ailing her, my Heavenly Father, just take it away, my Heavenly Father. Continue to bless her and keep her well and healthy. Bless her family. And also her mother and father. I also ask you, Heavenly Father, to bless Elder Farmer and his ministry and his family. Bless Elder Minnewether and her ministry and her family, my Heavenly Father. Also, Minister Sherelle, my Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, heaven help us all. Father God, we just want to thank you. Thank you for being so good to us. You're better to us than we are to ourselves, my Heavenly Father. And we just can't thank you enough. And we praise you. You're worthy to be praised, my Heavenly Father. We worship you. There's no one like you, my Heavenly Father. And my Heavenly Father, we seem to be consumed by your anger and by your wrath. We will be in trouble. Satisfy us early with thy mercy, my Heavenly Father, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. So, my Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We can't thank you enough. We even thank you for the good days. We thank you for the bad days, the sad days. And we owe you another praise. And we'll keep thanking you, my Heavenly Father, loving you, worshiping you, praising you with the highest praises, the hallelujah praises, my Heavenly Father. We love you, and we're going to continue to praise you with all the honor and glory that belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Glory be unto God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down. Thank you, Deacon Gwen, for that fervent prayer. Our devotional reading this morning comes from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 through 18. Our lesson this morning comes from Genesis chapter 4. If you have your Sunday school book, we'll be on page 190. Reading, our devotional reading this morning, Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 through 18. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that hath the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself had suffered being tempted, he is able to secure them that are tempted. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. And thank you, Jesus, goes right there. Because if it had not been for Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins, we would not be forgiven of our sins. And the Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And so we'll talk about that later in our lesson. But our mission statement is what we believe in. Our mission statement says who we are. Our mission statement helps us to do ministry like Jesus. It reminds us of what our purpose is here on the earth as a church family. And so we have a work to do. And when we hear this mission statement, it should not be something that we just recite. It should be a part of us. It should be oozing out of us every opportunity we get to serve someone else. It should be because of this, what we believe. Our mission statement says, we believe that we will transform this community by developing fishers of men and women. It is our goal to catch and cultivate the lost that they may have a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which will cause them to celebrate him, commune with the saints, and work with us to fulfill the Great Commission. And that's what we're all about, is fulfilling the Great Commission. And so we're so thankful to God that he's allowed us another opportunity to serve him with gladness in 2022. We don't know what God has in store for us. All we want to do is be ready and available to do the work. We can't do the work without loving the Lord of the work. So we must get that straight, saints of God. We must love the Lord of the work before we engage in the work of the Lord. And when we love the Lord of the work, then we serve him with gladness. Amen. That is our mission statement. We want to take out a few moments to say Happy New Year to everyone and then give opportunity for any of our visitors. If you are worshiping with us today, this might be your first time. Maybe you've worshiped with us before and you've never had the opportunity to say good morning or to greet us. We would like to give you that opportunity now to say good morning. We'd like to bring you online where you can say good morning, bring greetings from your city, your state, your church home, or just say good morning. If you are one, please press 1 on your phone and we would bring you on live to say your greetings and your hello to the Greater St. Stephen's Church family. And we're just so excited that all of you are here with us on today. We celebrated Christmas. We celebrated New Year's.
And as my auntie say, we have not received no bad news. Amen. And so we are just truly grateful to God that we are all here. We're all present, clothed in our right mind, the activities of our limbs. And God has been so good to us. If you are visiting with us, we want to say good morning to you. And we would like for you to say good morning to us. And so while I'm letting people think about it, I'm going to move along here and wish a very happy birthday to our very own Elder Kathy Manyweather. Woo-hoo! Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Elder Manyweather. She celebrated on yesterday was her birthday, the January the 1st. And so happy birthday, Elder Manyweather. We hope and pray that you had a blessed day and that we pray that your year is even more blessed than your birthday was. Amen. So we're truly grateful to God for giving us this opportunity to worship you, to praise and praise God with you as you celebrate another year. We are getting ready for announcements. I want to just remind us that we will be starting the Daniel fast. So we want you to get yourself together and get everything going just right. We want to start the Daniel fast on the 16th of January. That's not quite right. Okay, I was trying to do 21 days, and I wrote it down, but I don't have it in front of me. 22 days. I'm trying to do 22 days. So that means we would start on the 10th. Let's start on the 10th. January the 10th, we will start the Daniel fast. We will be having prayer. I will send out the prayer schedule so that we could meet together for prayer, to encourage each other, to strengthen each other. Want to remind you that we do have prayer every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 o'clock, Bible study every Wednesday. We also have prayer, which is hosted by our very own Elder Kathy Manyweather, every day at 12 o'clock noon. So there's no reason that you miss prayer time. The 12 o'clock prayer noon number is 978-990-5279, and the code is 380-2733. That's Monday through Friday at 12 noon. Again, the number is 978-990-5278. And the code for that is 380-2733. Give you the phone number to our prayer call on that we will be having nightly starting on January 10th. We will pray every night from 7 to 7:30. That number is 774-220-4000. 774-220-4000, and the code is 55558. We will start the Daniel fast on January the 10th, and we want to make sure that we are praying, we are studying the Word of God, we're reading the Word of God, and we're trying to sacrifice that we may get closer to God. We don't want to go through the year without drawing nearer to God. God kept us through 2021, and we just want to be more available for what God has for us in 2022. So we will begin our Daniel fast on January the 10th. We do a modified version. We do plant-based food, so you can eat Morningstar products. You can eat the Impossible Burger. You can eat fruits and vegetables. So we just want to, and oats, brown rice, corn meal. So we want to follow along that, and so so that people can still eat and take their medication and not lose track of their taking care of their health. And so we will ask that we would pray every day at noon and every day at 7 p.m. So we'll have two prayer times, 12 o'clock noon and 7 p.m. beginning January the 10th. So we are just really excited about what God has in store for us. We're getting ready to do our Safeway card. If you are on the line and your name is called, you will be a recipient of a $35 Safeway gift card. And we know that you must be on the line to receive the card if your name is called. We're getting ready for that. We are praying this morning for Mother Diane. Thank you, Deacon Gwen, for calling Mother's name out. Mother Diane is at Emmanuel Hospital. So let's continue to keep her lifted up in prayer. Let's pray for her friend, Sister Beverly, who is also in the hospital. They're in rooms right across the hall from each other. Mother Diane said they went to elementary school together. They went to high school together. And now here they are in the hospital together. And it's something about God. God knows what we need when we need it and before we even know we need it. And so he's got them together. And so they're there to encourage each other and be of support. And they need us to pray for them, to keep them lifted up. So we're praying for Mother Diane, Sister Beverly, Mother Gloria, Mother Walker, Deacon Joe Cobb, Sister Antoinette Robinson, and Brother Gary Bradley Jr., Brother Gary Bradley Sr. We want to keep them all lifted up in prayer. We also want to pray for the families that are in Boulder, Colorado. The last report I heard was over 500 families had to be evacuated because of the fire. And so we just want to continue to keep our brothers and sisters that are going through natural disasters lifted up in prayer. Continue to pray for our first responders, our firemen, our policemen, our doctors, our lawyers. Pray for those that are stranded trying to make it home. I couldn't get home because of COVID. Because pilots and airline stewardess are sick. So let's continue to pray. Let's continue to keep each other lifted up in prayer. We're going to do our Safeway card. Following that, we'll have our exhortation of prayer by Elder Kat Miniweather. We'll have our praise and worship, and then we will have the word. Amen. So I'm pushing the button now to spin to see who's next, who will win the Safeway gift card. When I call your name, I will bring you on live so that we can hear you make some noise. All right. So we have Deaconess Thelma Harris. If you are on the line, please press 1. Deaconess Thelma Harris, if you are on the line, please press 1. I had a couple of people press 1. I don't know. Let me see. Deaconess Harris?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Same to you. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. So let's hear you make some noise today.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much. We'll have the card here. You can text me and let me know what you want to do. You can come and get it, or we can put it in the mail. You can just text me and let me know. But good morning, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Let us make ready now. I want you to join in with Elder Miniweather. Don't be just sitting there and doodling or daydreaming, watching TV, but join in with the prayer and join in with the music as we praise the Lord for what he has done. You know, he's done a lot for us. When we stop and think about it, we can look back over 365 days, and the Whinings put out this song so long ago. The song said, millions didn't make it, but I was one of the ones who did. And when you stop and think about how many folks lost their lives in 2021, you owe God another praise. There's a reason to give him praise today. So let's just don't be a spectator or think that because we're not in the church, in the sanctuary, we can't praise the Lord. Oh, yeah, you get your praise on. Get your dance on. Get your run on. Get your hands lifted up. But give God what's due unto him. And we worship him because he's been our healer. He's been our protector. He's been our provider. He's been our joy, our peace. And that's a reason enough to praise and worship the Lord. Elder Miniweather, I yield this call over to you.
Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. My brothers and sisters, in the presence of our God, hear the word of the Lord. The Lord says, the Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king reigns. Hallelujah. The king's strength also loves judgment. It says, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy heel, for the Lord our God is holy. Reading from Psalms 99. Father God, we pray today, hallelujah, as we come into your presence, O God, as we continue in your presence, Lord, we exalt you most high. Yes, Lord. We exalt you because you are God and you are God all by yourself. Father, you have brought us through danger, seen and unseen. Father, what a marvelous opportunity it is. Yes, sir. One more time to be among those that call upon the name of the Lord. We exalt you, Lord, as most high. We exalt you as the only true and living God. We exalt you, Lord God, and we lift up holy hands before you. Father, we give you praise, Lord God, for you brought us through 2021, and here in 2022, we owe you another praise. We lift you high because you are God. We lift you high because you called us, Lord God, out of darkness, Lord, and you bring us into your presence under the blood of the Lamb, and we give your name the glory. We give you the praise, O God. Father, we take this opportunity to just bless you. Bless you, Lord God, because you are still our healer. You are still our redeemer. You are still our way maker. You are still our peace. Yes, Lord. You are still our burden bearer, Lord God. And we come to bless you. We come to praise you. We come to magnify you, Lord, because we know, Lord God, the song says, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, and it happens to be your word, now let Israel say, now let Greater St. Stephen say, now, Lord God, let me say, if it had not been for you on my side, oh God, where would I be? So, Lord God, we want to thank you this morning. Lord God, we do praise you. Lord God, we do honor you, Lord, and we give your name the glory, Lord God. We give you the praise, Lord. We exalt you as Lord of lords. We exalt you as King of kings. We exalt you as lily of the valley. We exalt you as bright and morning star. But Lord God, we stop for just a little while to exalt the name of the Lord. Father God, realizing it is only by your grace that we are here. We did nothing to deserve it, but your amazing grace, your amazing grace, your amazing grace, Lord God, your amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, Lord God, but now I'm found. Thank you, Lord God, for being my God. Thank you, Lord God, for being my keeper. Thank you, Lord God, for being my waymaker. Thank you, Lord God, for being my burden bearer. When I was sick, Lord, you healed me. When I was down, Lord, you picked me up, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, this morning. I give you the glory, Lord, and I give you the praise. I give you the honor, Lord. Glory to your name, oh God. We come to praise you, Lord. We come to bless you, Lord, in the presence of your people, Lord God. We lift your name on high. We want to say thank you, Father, for the Son. Thank you for the blood he shed. Thank you for your Spirit, oh God, and thank you for your word. Hallelujah, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord God. We stop to say, Lord God, all honor, all glory, all dominion, all power. It is yours, Lord God. You reign supreme, oh God. Father God, we just want to bless you today. Tomorrow may be too late. So, Lord God, while I have the breath in my body, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. We will magnify you, Lord. We will glorify you, Lord. We will lift you up, O God. We will praise you, Lord God, because you are worthy, Lord. We are praising you, Lord, right now. We are thankful, Lord. We are thankful, Lord, because you have brought us through dangers, seen and unseen. And, Lord God, we honor you. We praise you. Oh, God, how we thank you today. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for first loving us, oh, God. And again, Lord God, I come back to say thank you for your grace. Father, like the lepers, oh, God, you heal, Jesus, you heal 10, but only one come back. Hey, I come to praise you, Lord. I come to praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you for your mercies, oh, God. Thank you for loving me, Lord God, when I was unlovable. Thank you, Jesus. I give you the honor. I give you the glory. And I give you the praise. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Praise your holy name. For you are righteous. You are holy. You are worthy. And I bow before you, Lord. I honor you in this place. And Lord God, I praise you, Lord, for everyone on this line, Lord. We praise your name, Lord. We honor you, Lord, and we bless you. For Lord God, you sit high, but you look low, and we thank you today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you for calling us. Thank you for saving us. And Lord God, thank you for healing and making us new. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Father, to God be the glory for the things you have done. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We give you honor, glory, and praise. Thank you now, Lord God, and forevermore in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. We raise a hallelujah. We raise a hallelujah, Lord God. We raise a hallelujah to you, Lord God. We raise a hallelujah in the name of Jesus Christ, our King. Thank God. Hallelujah and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place.
Lord, my hallelujah, yeah. got it now. Come on, say it. All of the glory. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
We worship you.
Oh, God.
Oh, we honor you. Gracious Father, we thank you for another day's journey. We thank you for the opportunity just to come boldly before your throne of grace to make our petitions and requests made known unto you. And so, God, our request today is that you would give us an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to us through your preached word, your proclaimed word today. May we take this word and apply it to our lives, that we may be better servants for you and better stewards of our relationships towards each other. God, we thank you for this word today, and we thank you for this lesson. Father, I thank you for those that have gathered at this time to hear a word from you. I ask that you would speak to every person that's on this call. Speak to their heart, speak to their mind, speak to their circumstances and their situation. Through this lesson, God, I pray that you speak to their pain, speak to their hurt, speak to their anger and their overwhelming situations. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you, oh God, will allow this word to bring forth healing, deliverance, restoration, and peace as we seek your face through our time of worship today. I pray for the hearers of this word, and I pray for the doers of this word. I pray, God, that you would give us the strength, the power, and the courage to apply this word to our lives, that we will not sin against you, and we will not be unforgiving, but we will learn, Father, from this lesson today, how we are to treat each other and how we are to treat you.
Yes.
Oh, God, help us, Father. This is a twofold lesson, not just how we're to treat our brothers and sisters, but how we are to respond to you, oh God. So help us to hear today what the Spirit has to say. And then, God, help us to do what you've commissioned and commanded us to do. You're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ever think, ask, or imagine. Nothing is too hard for you. So we're able to give you all praise. We're able to give you all glory and honor. Because you are our help, you are our strength, and you are our redeemer. So now, Lord, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Father God, we give you praise. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Looking to our lesson this morning, the title of our lesson is Justice, Vengeance, and Mercy. Our background today comes from Genesis chapter 4. Our printed text is verses 1 through 16. I will not be reading all of that for the sake of time, because following this today, we will be communing together. We will be partaking of the Lord's Supper. So I hope that you have your communion together. Whatever it is you have, you can take it. Cracker, bread, water, juice. If you would like to pick up some communion, please reach out and let Mother Kimmins or myself know that you are in need of more communion and offering supplies. We can make sure you get that. But the aim for this lesson today is to help us explore God's justice in the face of human sinfulness. As we look around the world, we see the sins of man, woman, boy, and girl, not just the sins that we are used to or familiar with, but we see the sins of racism and the sins of jealousy and the sin of prejudice and the sin of hypocrisy, the sin of being greedy, the sin of being depressed and being isolating yourself. Oh, come on, y'all. I'm really reaching today to talk about those sins that we don't even think of them as sins. A couple of weeks ago, when we were studying and we listed the sins from A to Z, there are so many sins, and
And as a people who stand in the gap as intercessors, we've got to pray for the sins of this nation. We've got to ask God to forgive us. And so this lesson today helps us to see God's justice in the face of human sinfulness. The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Your sin may not be my sin. My sin may not be your sin, but we all have sinned. And the Bible tells us clearly that we must repent, we must confess, and we must not go back to that life again. So by the end of this lesson, we will see God's justice. What is justice, Pastor Black? Well, justice is the quality of being found just or fair. God is the only one that is impartial. When he looks down on us as believers, those who have confessed Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, those who have believed in their hearts that God gave us his son, Jesus, to die on the cross for the remission of our sins, those who have been redeemed by the blood, who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, when God looks down on those, he doesn't see the filthy rag that we are. He sees the blood of his son, Jesus. And for that, when he sees that, he has mercy. What is mercy, Pastor Black? Well, mercy is having compassion, being patient, and forbearing. We will be able at the end of this lesson to reflect on the dangers of allowing sin to control us. Oh, come on, y'all. If we don't learn nothing from this lesson today, we should get a good understanding that sin has the ability to control us if we don't control ourselves. The next thing, the aim for change is repent. This lesson is going to cause us to repent of our thoughts, to repent of our actions, our deeds that have caused harm to others. By the end of this lesson, we should be asking for God's grace and God's forgiveness. This story we are about to read in the book of Genesis is a very familiar passage of scripture. We are looking at the first Adam and Eve, and we know that they were created by God when they lived in a garden where they wanted for nothing. They didn't have to worry about clothes. They didn't have to worry about food. They didn't have to worry about enemies. They had it good. Y'all hear what I'm saying? They had it good. And we know the story how the enemy, Satan, the serpent, tricked Eve. He beguiled Eve. And then they became aware of sin. Our scripture today introduces us to the sons of Adam and Eve. Two brothers by the name of Cain and Abel. What I want to do is just point out some things here to help us as we go through 2022. I'm going to talk a little bit about Cain and Abel, but there are some words I want to draw your attention to. The first, the word new, K-N-E-W. When we look here at the Hebrew word, it has a meaning that it's figuratively, literally, that you know someone, you have an understanding of who they are, The word new means that you pay careful attention to something or to someone. The word new, K-N-E-W, here talks about the intimacy between Adam and Eve. It says here that one actually interprets this meaning that the woman and the man shared intellectually, spiritually, and emotionally. They knew each other. The Bible says that they had a sexual intimacy. I want to pause here and tell us that we need to know God intimately. God needs to know us intimately. I'm talking about intellectually, spiritually, and emotionally. We need to know the mind of God. We need to know the heart of God. And we need to know the will of God. And that same way, God needs to know us. How do we get intimate with God, Pastor Black? How do we spend time? We get intimate with God by spending time with God. You know God's intellect. You know God's mind by reading the Word, by studying the Word, by pondering the Word, by meditating on the Word, by reciting the Word, by regurgitating the Word, by speaking the Word, by hiding the Word in your heart. You have it in your mind. You write the Word down. So for 2022, you need to find you a notebook, find you a journal, and every day when you read a scripture, you need to write that scripture down, and you need to go back over it and read it all day long to help you know the mind of God. We're talking about being intimate with God. We want to know God spiritually. We want to know what pleases God. We want to know what makes God angry. We heard Deacon Gwynn said that we're living in your wrath. The only way Deacon Gwynn would know that we're living in the wrath is because he spent some time reading about what the wrath of God is. But also knowing that because we're living in the wrath of God, he will not leave us nor forsake us. He gives us a renewed hope. He gives us a renewed strength. And you only know that by spending time in his word. We also must spend time in prayer. Praying just in the morning ain't enough, saints. Praying at noonday is not enough, saints. Praying over your food is not enough, saints. Praying when you wake up and when you go to bed is not enough, saints. We've got to have some designated prayer time in our life when we're talking about knowing God intimately. There's sometimes I just was reading, watching TV, and Charles Stanley just put out a book, When You Don't Know What to Pray. So when you know God intimately, the Holy Spirit, my Bible says, make intercession on your behalf. The Holy Spirit begins to moan and groan on your behalf. When you don't know what to pray, you get in a quiet place and you begin to steal away and you begin to hum a hymn or hum a song and welcome the Spirit of the Lord in. So we need to know God intimately. In our lesson here, we see that Eve brought one she named Cain and the other she named Abel. As we go into 2022 and folks start having babies, I hope they pay attention to the names that they give their children. When you look at the name Cain, it means acquired. And when you look at the name Abel, it means transitory, which means brief duration or temporary. Could you imagine walking around with a name and the meaning of your name is temporary? Duration, y'all look it up. The word Abel on page 197, of our Sunday school book, it tells us Cain means acquired. Abel means transitory or vanity. Eve knew. She was aware that a curse was going to be upon not only her. God told her that when she ate of the fruit. He told her, you're going to experience pain during childbearing. And so she knew that that curse just was not for her, but it was going to be on her next generation. That we are careful about repenting of the sins that have been passed down to us. Wondering why 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds can lie good. That's a generational curse that's been passed down to them. That's why we got to repent. And when we repent, we stop lying. We stop gossiping. We stop backbiting. If we don't, we pass those sins on to our children. And that curse goes on to the next generation. So here we find these two boys. When they are grown, the men engage in the two of the oldest professions known to humanity. One of them is a keeper of the flock, and the other is a keeper of the field. This was a part of the curse. Remember, I told you Adam and Eve were in a garden. They didn't have to worry about what they were going to eat, worry about what they were going to wear until she ate of the forbidden fruit and she gave it to Adam. And Adam sinned against God because the word was given to Adam, don't eat. And when Adam sinned against God and pleased his flesh and made his wife happy, he disobeyed God. And so the curse came upon them then. And Eve was cursed, and her children were cursed. Look what happens here. We find in verse 3 that the Bible says, and in a process of time it comes to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstling of his flock and the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had no respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. We find here the two brothers bringing a sacrifice to Yahweh, to God, the creator, the sustainer of life. We find the two brothers had two different attitudes toward worshiping God. Okay? They both brought a sacrifice, but they both brought it for different reasons. The Bible does not say why God rejected. Could be because of his attitude was improper, or perhaps his offering was not up to God's standards. God evaluates both our motive and the quality of what we offer him. I'm going to say that again. God evaluates our motive. Why do you praise the Lord? Why do you worship him? What is it that you're looking for? Are you doing it because you need a blessing? Are you doing it because you want a blessing? Are you doing it because you want this, you want that? Or are you doing it because you know that you owe him another praise? So when God looks at our heart, he looks at the motive, why we do what we do, and then he looks at the attitude. Is somebody forcing you to praise the Lord? Do folks have to pump and prime you to lift your hands? Do folks have to bribe you to tell the truth? So God is looking at the motives, and he's looking at the quality of what we offer him. When we give to God and give to others, we should have a joyful heart because what we are able to give. We should not worry about how much we are giving up, for all things are God's in the first place. We should joyfully give to God our best in our time, our talent, our treasure. Say it again. We should wholeheartedly be glad about giving to God and others our time, our talent, our treasure, and our temple. That's what I got out of those verses. Cain knew that his offering was not acceptable to God. Instead of correcting his attitude, he became angry. The anger could have been the continuation of the improper attitude that Cain brought to the place of sacrifice. The prophets record that sacrifice without inner righteousness is not pleasing to God. Saying there. We're saying that if your heart ain't right, there's no need to do what it is you about to do, especially if you say you're doing it in the name of the Lord. I'm doing this so that God gets the glory. You can do lip service all day long, but God sees your heart. And if your heart ain't right, you might as well not do it. Cain's animosity toward his brother led him to murder. He was so jealous, so envious, so angry that he murdered his brother. Well, we might not physically murder somebody and bring an end to their life, but we do murder. The Bible says that the power of life and death lies in our tongue. Can I help you out? You just like your mama. You just like your daddy. You ain't no good. We've murdered their character right there. We've murdered their self-esteem right there. You ain't no good. I knew you wasn't right. I knew you wasn't truthful. But as being believers, of being people who have been redeemed, we ought to be able to show mercy to our brothers and sisters. What is mercy again? Having compassion, having patience, being forbearing, being forgiving. God here points out to Cain. He says, if you do well, will you not be accepted? From this passage, it seems that Cain's anger was not directly at God, but at his brother. This statement speaks to the impartiality of God. If Cain had done well, God would not have refused him. Cain's major problem was his desire for righteous reward without the demonstration of righteousness. The statement, and if you do not well, sin lies at your door. My brothers and sisters, David told us, even when I try to do good, even when I try to do good, evil is always present. Don't you know that the Satan, the enemy, is seeking, looking to see who he can devour? Who can he mess up? Who can he trip up? Who can he get to sin? Not live like Cain. Let's not be so angry that we sin. God attempted to draw Cain into talking about the source and the reason for his bitterness. But Cain refused to enter into dialogue.
Cain refused to listen to the wisdom of God. Instead, he talked with his brother, continuing to focus on Abel instead of God's instruction. My brothers and sisters, can I tell you today that the Holy Spirit is our helper today? The Holy Spirit is there to help us stay on track, to help us keep our minds focused on the big picture. I can be mad at you, but I don't have to sin. And the Holy Spirit is there to help me turn my stinky thinking into some righteous demonstration. I might have to love you from a distance, but I'm going to love you with my whole heart. I'm going to forgive you. I might have to do it as a distance, but I'm going to do it that God may get the glory. 9. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? Now, I want you to know that the Lord already knew what had happened. He knows all things. He sees all things. We cannot hide from God. What we do in the dark will eventually come to the light. But let me tell you, Mother Washington used to say, you can fool me all the time, but you can't fool God none of the time. He already knew that that his brother was dead, but he gave him an opportunity to speak up, to be held accountable, to be responsible for what he did. Look what he did. He said, I don't know. Why? Am I my brother's keeper? God said, what have you done? He said, the voice of thy brother's blood cries unto me from the ground. Are we responsible for each other? Are we responsible for our brothers and sisters? Yes, we are. When you look in the Bible, you will find more than 24 verses that talk to us about being helpers one to another. There's a verse for every day. Galatians 6:2, to do good and share. John 15:12 says, love each other just as I have loved you. Matthew 5:42 says, give to those who ask. Proverbs 19:17 says, those who refresh others will one day be refreshed. That's just a few scriptures that talk to us about believers doing their part to be the helper to one another. So it is our responsibility to help each other. God expected Cain to act differently. God knew he could act differently. He told Cain so in the first dialogue. Cain chose to do different. You know, right before Christmas, right before I left to go to Baton Rouge, I had a conversation with the young man who was talking to me about all the shootings that had been going on. And he said, Pastor Black, he said, I wish that these young black men would understand that we are each other's keeper. We are our brother's keeper. And in the midst of that conversation, this passage of scripture came to my mind. Because I remember hearing a young man say, who was incarcerated for murdering another man. He said, Mama Kim, he said, sometime my dream is hearing that man scream as I shot him. I heard him cry out for those of us that have family members that are out there in that life. Share this passage of scripture with them. because the murder, it lives on in their mind. It lives on in their heart. It will haunt them for the rest of their life. They figure they've done away with their enemy. They figured that they took vengeance. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. Vengeance is punishment inflicted in retaliation for an injury or an offense. It's a payback. But God said, vengeance belongs to me. Please tell our young brothers and sisters that are out here on the street thinking that they can solve problems by shooting and killing each other, that the one that they murder, their blood will cry out in the street for the rest of their lives. So remind them that you think you're doing away with your enemy now. No, dude. No, chick. That's going to be with you forever. Passage of scripture, Genesis 4 and 10 tells us that the blood cried from the ground. It's a curse that they've got to live with. It's a curse we've got to live with. Every time I drive by Woodlawn Park, I only imagine what my nephew went through that night. So it just doesn't affect that family that deals with that murder, but it affects so many others. I can imagine those people that still live in that complex that come out to get in their cars every day are always reminded of that night. They might not have never known his name before the day that young man was shot and killed and left on the street to bleed in the street. But that memory is forever there. We are our brothers and sisters' keepers. And we got to do our best to help everybody get on the right track, to help everybody make it to heaven. That's our lesson for today. I want to encourage you to read this. There's more there. God made a covenant, said that he would never leave us nor forsake us, and he would lift up our hung down heads whenever we get overwhelmed by the circumstances of life. We don't have to fear. We don't have to worry. As long as we trust and obey and believe that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask, think, or imagine. As we prepare for the Lord's Supper, I want to ask us to forgive us, to search our hearts, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and to help us be our brothers and sisters' keeper, do what is right in these last and evil days. As we prepare for the Lord's Supper, I pray that we will seek the Lord like never before, and that we would make up in our minds to be responsible to help each other live righteous, to live holy, to live blameless in this corrupt and perverse nation. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your grace. We thank you for being God, and we thank you for being our Savior. Come, and we ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins. search our hearts and everything that you find in us that's not like you. We ask that you would remove it from us. Help us not to be angry. Help us not to be jealous. Help us, Father God, to be responsible, to help take care of each other, to make sure that we make it kingdom. As we prepare to commune together, when Jesus was with the disciples in the upper room, he took the bread and he blessed the bread. And he gave it to his disciples and he said, take and eat. You show forth my death, burial, and resurrection. For this is my body, which was broken for you. Take and eat. Let us eat. And likewise, he took the cup, which represents the blood, which was shed for him on Calvary. He said, this cup represents my blood, which was shed for you on Calvary. Take and drink. Let us drink together. The Bible says, as often as you do this, you show forth his death, his burial, and his resurrection. My brothers and sisters, this concludes our morning worship for the first Sunday of January 2022. May we be mindful of this story of Cain and Abel, and may we offer unto the Lord a more excellent sacrifice of our time, our talent, our treasure, and our temple. He's worthy of all the glory and all the honor. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. What I say unto one, I say unto all, watch, pray, and live holy every day. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. In Jesus' name we pray.
Praise him. Join your life. We're going to do a song that's a part of our worship. How many know he's wonderful? Put your hands together and sing this. Everybody clap those hands. Let's say it again. Oh, how wondrous.
Oh, how wondrous.
In the name.
In the name of the Lord. How we worship.
His name.
His name is to be adored.
God
our Maker. In the name of him.
Thank you, Lord.
So that we
whoa.
Access our eternal life.
Right there. Applaud him.